The bill authorizes $190 billion US to boosting US technology in general, and another $54 billion would go to increasing production of semiconductors, microchips, and telecommunications equipment. The US spends less than 1% of its gross domestic product on scientific research, according to one of the main proponents of the US-China bill, Senate Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. In addition to the Senate, the bill needs to pass the House of Representatives and then be sent to the White House for the president to sign into law. And it's one of several bills aimed at countering China. Nina Marepotz, Washington.